Pretty excited to have Ryan McGilvery back on the show with us. Ryan, thanks for giving us some time today, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, happy to. Good to hear from you too, Adam.
Just a reminder, Ryan is a wildlife technician out of the Crystal Falls office for the DNR, and I'm really excited to talk to you about bear, some birds, and even some deer, kind of previewing opening of bow season coming up here. So let's start with the bear, and I think it's worth reminding folks that the Amasaw BMU has the highest hunter success rates and is probably the most consistent BMU season to season. And I guess maybe that's just my opinion, but you could elaborate a little bit more on that first.
So the Amasaw BMU is one of our highest success rates that we have in the state. We kind of consider the trophy unit. We put out a fair amount of tags, and we do get a lot of complaints that, you know, it takes a long time to get a first tag in Amasaw unit and a little bit less for second, but still a long time. And that's because we have so many people applying for that unit because it does have the higher success rate. It has the great habitat for it. It has great productivity. And we see those higher success rates from that. So we get a lot of people that come from all over the state that come to the Amasaw unit. I see quite a few non-residents that do get that small percentage of tags. They come to the Amasaw unit as well because they're looking for that higher success rate. You know, if they want to wait that many years for a tag, they're going to go to an area that they can hope to harvest a bear. So we've been seeing a fair amount of bears coming in this year. We're slightly behind for the Amasaw unit. We're just slightly behind where we were at this time last year. I think the weather has played into that a little bit. This year we had some rain and some cold weather come in right away in September when first season started. Those first couple days we had two full days of rain, pretty cold weather, and it didn't seem like the bears were moving that good. But now it's hounds running now, and second and third season are out both open. It's picking up a little bit, and I imagine it's going to pick up and end up where we usually are in the Amasaw unit at the end of the year.
And let's talk a little bit about the land that is in the Amasaw BMU, because there's a ton of public land there too.
There is a lot of public land. The eastern half of Iron County. Iron County is most of the Amasaw bear unit, and the eastern half of that unit is a lot of state land and a lot of timber company land. And then as you go west in the unit, you get into a lot of national forest. And there's a fair amount of national forest on the west side of Iron County. So people have a lot of access and a lot of areas to hunt, and that definitely plays into, you know, having the good habitat and the good food sources that we have over here. It makes for a really good bear unit. We don't have a lot of cropland. Bears can get old and they can get big. We generally don't see huge, huge bears that come out of like Menominee County areas or southern Wisconsin where they get the big bears that are living in the cornfield. We never really see a consistent amount of giant bears, but we get really good bears in good numbers. So it's definitely a good area to bear hunt.
What's your biggest bear you've seen so far checked in?
I haven't personally seen a lot this year. This year with the COVID restriction that we have in the DNR offices being by appointment only, a lot of people are opting to go to our non-DNR check stations. So we do have DNR partners. They might be gas stations, meat processors, taxidermists that do check bears for us, and they're in the guides and in the online guides. So those are the ones this year, unfortunately for me, that are seeing most of the bear. But I do read over, and I've got a couple. The biggest one in Iron County, Lucky Sport Shop, they do a lot of bears there for us. I think she's at 78 this year that she's registered. And I do read a lot of her notes she put on there. And she had a fair amount of bears in the twos and low 300s. And that's really a good bear. I mean, if you can get a bear that's 200 pounds, that's a really good bear. I don't think people realize that, you know, aren't really in bear country and aren't real familiar with them. And they think of, you know, a bear is 500 pounds because it's a bear. And I would say on average here in the past years, I would say the average is around 130, 140 pounds that we register. So a 200-pound bear is a really good bear. You know, any bear is a good bear. You wait a long time for a tag, so any bear is a good bear. But anything that you can hit a 200 mark, that's a, you know, in my opinion, is an exceptional bear.
Well, you mentioned the habitat in Iron County, and I want to talk about that more because it is also one of the premier grouse and woodcock areas. And then I'd also like to get your opinion on how deer season's looking in your neck of the woods, too. So can we get back with you later this hour?
Yep, absolutely, Adam.
Wildlife technician out of the DNR office in Crystal Falls, Ryan McGilvery. We'll continue with him, so stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.